Hi, this is Terry Evanswood, your host of the evening, wanting to thank you for joining us for this special event and welcome you to the Hall of Magic collection here at Magic Mansion. The first display I'd like to tell you about is the old magic shop. These are all props that I found while flea marketing with my father in my hometown, St. Charles, Illinois. St. Charles is home to one of America's largest indoor-outdoor flea markets. The first weekend of every month, my father and I, as he said, would flee to the flea to find things we didn't know we couldn't live without. And I was lucky to find many magic tricks over those many years. One of the items that we kept an eye out for was a magic set my father said he had when he was a child. He said he had saved enough Mars candy bars to receive a Howdy Doody magic set in the mail. We finally found one, brought back great memories for him, and created new ones for me. You can see it framed on the top shelf. If you turn to your left, the low case represents a countertop from one of the many department stores back when kids could watch a magician demonstrate tricks from behind and hopefully maybe receive a magic trick to take home and amaze their friends and family. Above it on the left, there's a collection of magic wands. My favorite is the eighth one down. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you've heard that the magician does not choose the wand chooses the magician. That magic wand that's clear with the star in the end, that was my mother's. I don't know where she got it. All I can tell you, it was always in the junk drawer in the kitchen. She would always use that as a threat that she'd make one of us disappear if we were acting up. I could never make it do any magic, but I knew that any disappearing acts that happened around our house had to be from Mom's magic wand. On the right, there's a collection of books. These are mostly from the 1920s and 30s. On the second shelf, the most complete collection of magic lessons called the Tarbell Course. Everything from vanishing a penny to vanishing an elephant can be found in that volume. The next case on the right is Howard Thurston. He was the world's greatest magician of all times, kind of the father of modern magic. He's the one that really revolutionized famous illusions like floating the lady and sawing the lady in half. On the left shelf, there is a set of shirt sleeves with the cufflinks. These are made with elastic, so when Thurston performed sleight of hand, he could pull his jacket back and pull the sleeve straight off to prove, without a doubt, there was nothing up his sleeve. The top hat above it was used by Thurston in one of his many famous acts, particularly this hat. He would wave a wand and a fountain would appear from the depths of the magic hat. On the left behind it, there's a set of canceled checks, the top one from the year 1919 for $2,500. That's a lot of money in that year. Thurston was the highest paid entertainer in his day. If you turn behind you, there's a set of magic tricks. Magic sets belonging to magicians from the past. The top shelf represents the A.C. Gilbert Misto Magic Company. A.C. Gilbert was the man who created erector sets, chemistry sets, and the first mass-produced magic sets. Started the career of a lot of magicians, including on the second shelf, Marshall Brodeen, who performed in Chicago and was Wizzo the Wacky Wizard on WGN's television Bozo Circus show that I remember watching as a kid. Marshall had created a magic set that became very popular, and this is the one I received for Christmas and really sparked my interest in magic. Years later, after becoming a friend with Marshall Brodeen, he helped me create a magic set, which you'll see in the center, the Evanswood Misto Magic. We actually did a patent search and found that the name Misto Magic was in public domain, so we were able to acquire it as kind of a nod to the history of magic. Years later, Marshall Brodeen's magic company was sold to the Catico Toy Company. On the right, you'll find a Catico Terry Evanswood magic hat set that was created when I was performing earlier here in Pigeon Forge. It's fun for me to look back at this lineage of magic sets and see that it goes back to the time of the creation of the first mass-produced magic. Directly in front of you, there's a tuxedo that belonged to Dorney. Dorney was the president of the Society of American Magicians, an honor first held by Houdini. Just to the right of it, there's a display case that will share with you items that belong to Nicola. He was one of the world's greatest. He was performing from Monmouth, Illinois, not far from where my home was. When he passed, there was an auction of his equipment, and I was lucky to acquire his magic wand that's on the stand in the center of the display. It was years later that I found out, quite by accident, that the cap on the end of the wand was removable, and inside there was a scroll. It's now framed to the left. It's an appreciation letter from a magic club in India telling Nicola how, in their opinion, he was the world's greatest magician. It was wonderful to find a treasure among my treasures. If you turn to the left, there's a set of the famous Chinese linking rings. These were used by Cesario, a very well-respected, loved magician among us magicians. The Grand David Magic Show performed in Beverly, Massachusetts, and according to the Guinness Book of World Records, it was the longest-running magic show in history. Just ahead on the right, Jack Gwynn and his wife Anne were from the Chicago area as well. They traveled to Egypt in search of the legendary Sands of Egypt trick and brought back the secret, which has been passed down through the generations and is now a feature in our show every day at the Grand Majestic Theater. These original Sands bowls and towels that Jack and his wife performed to amaze friends and family in their many years of a successful career. Directly ahead is the Blackstone Senior Showcase. Some of my favorite items are the bow tie on the top shelf that belonged to him and is seen in the picture to the left. Below, there's a handkerchief that says, "Success is work," says Harry Blackstone Jr. Blackstone used to borrow a handkerchief from a member of the audience and tie a knot into it. He'd wave his magic wand and the handkerchief would come to life and dance in his hand and eventually fly around the stage. That's also a feature in our current show in Pigeon Forge. The next case on the right is his son, Blackstone Jr. This was the first magic show that I saw. In fact, I saved the ticket stubs and programs from the day I saw my first magic show. I had a wonderful opportunity to meet him and spend time with him, and he was very encouraging over the years and really gave me advice and help over many years as I was beginning my career in magic. I really have to thank him for being the reason that we're all here right now. Behind you, there's a display featuring Harry Houdini. Houdini, of course, being not just a great magician, but the world's most famous escape artist. On the top of the cabinet, there's a glass case with a Houdini letter signed by him. To the back on the right, Mrs. Houdini. Her name was Bess, and her autograph is there as well. On the back wall, a wonderful example of a greeting card sent from the Houdinis in 1901. In the case below, there are objects that belong to Houdini and marketing pieces to advertise his performances, including handcuffs. The key on the pillow was used by him for one of his great escapes. In the back, the Houdini souvenir program was the last item that Houdini oversaw before his death on Halloween 1926. The last showcase I'd like to refer to is behind you on top of the Blackstone Jr. case. If you're familiar how the honor guard comes to the funeral of a vet and they fold the flag and present it to the family as a tribute, magicians have a similar ceremony. If a magician dies, his wand is broken over the grave and the fragments given to the family to signify that his magic has come to an end on this earthly plane. This magic wand was given to me by the Society of American Magicians and will one day be used for that purpose for me. I have no intention of disappearing anytime soon because you and I have a lot of work to do. It's time to continue the efforts to make Alzheimer's disappear. Thank you for being a part of this special evening, and thank you for joining us for a tour of Magic Mansion. Please join us for our future events, including our Christmas event coming up the last two weekends of December, Hot Wassail, cookies, Santa Claus, a life-size nativity, 24 Christmas trees, new friends you'll meet, old friends to visit with, lots of fun and magic guaranteed always here at Magic Mansion. Hope to see you soon.